Well, there's a lot going on at Springfield Little Theater. I mean, among other things, we can talk about Lily Plants a Garden. We can talk about the quarterly education classes that are just coming up soon. But what you're mainly here to talk about, we have Megan Bookbinder, the marketing director at LT, and Beth Doman, the artistic director at LT. And I guess you're directing this production as well.
Well, yeah, we can if you attempt to call it that.
If you want
right.
to call it, yes.
Organized chaos.
Yeah, exactly. Another one of those kind of shows.
It is.
Right now, the Landers is closed for renovation, so you are going to be doing Ken Davenport's The Awesome 80s Prom at the Old Glass Place at 521 East St. Louis. It opens on Valentine's Day, the 14th, next Thursday, and runs through the 23rd. Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. No Sunday performances, I guess, on this.
Nope. No, that would be weird. that would be weirder than normal, yes. So
okay.
we decided not to do that.
Stick with the evening performances
for
this one.
Well, before we talk about the show, let's I'd like an update on how renovation is going at the theater.
It's amazing. I was backstage the other day where they've been working on the inside of the stage house. And, you know, I've never seen it like that.
Getting rid of the bats, if nothing else.
Right. And now we've sealed the whole building all up. I don't know if the bats are in or out. But,
there's no trace of them right now.
No.
But
yeah. I mean, all those little holes that they crawled through for years,
those have been sealed up.
No longer exist. Mm-hmm. So, but it's really amazing and beautiful. If you haven't driven by the Landers Theater, drive by it and look at the front. It just looks amazing. And the sidewalk, which is heated, by the way, is
ooh,
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all super fancy.
Yeah,
these
no
days.
Kidding.
Aren't we hoo hoo? We're so hoo hoo. And but it looks just beautiful. And then the stage house has been done. Our boiler died right before Christmas. You know, a rather tragic little boiler death. Mm-hmm. And so we have a new boiler. That's about a third of the size of the
it's
old one.
It's actually quite tiny, and you can't imagine that that's going to
heat
the entire building. Mm-hmm. But it's technology, Beth.
I know.
No kidding.
And it's pretty. lots of things that are happening, but it's just really exciting to be a part of it.
Now, the Awesome 80s Prom, would you consider this kind of a fundraiser for the continuing renovations and so on, or the ongoing fund for LT?
Yeah, it's been
the ongoing campaign is actually what
right.
I mean.
Right, yeah. Because this year's a little strange because we've had to be out of the theater for 2 months. So we had to do cabaret at Nathan P. Murphy's, which was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then we decided to go back to the Old Glass Place off-site. So, yeah, I guess it kind of – Yeah,
it's
this
more
would
of like
be
a special event,
special
but
event thing for
you know,
this season.
Everything's kind of a fundraiser for us these days.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're a major capital campaign right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the building is 110 years old, so I'm at 56 and I need a little freshening up. So, a little lift and nip and tuck. So we've got that, and then we've got the education building, which we're going to purchase too, which is. That has been
so. You're
amazing.
Just renting the old McDaniel School right now.
We are, okay. and
but you're going to purchase that.
Yes, that is the goal is to do that. Which now you know we have 80 classes a week happening over there. We've got seven shows.
Well, actually six now because cabaret just
closed.
But we had at just last week we had seven shows either performing
or in rehearsals
at the same time. And so that education facility has been a godsend because
you didn't
now
have,
we have
room
the space.
For all of that
no.
in the Landers building.
So we're able now to grow exponentially and the abilities that we have and the opportunities to bring more arts education to the community is incredible.
We'll talk a little bit more about that because there's a show right now going on at the education building called Lily Plants a Garden. But let's talk about the Awesome 80s Prom. It's you party like it's 1989,
it's,
huh?
Right. Yeah, and it's awesome. That's for sure.
It is so fun. We've got an incredible cast. A lot of our Tony and Tina people are back. And it's like you're going to a 1989 prom.
It's in the style of Tony and Tina's wedding, if you've seen that.
Yeah, right. So you're coming – when you come to the show, you're coming as a classmate. And so you're coming to your prom. The characters are going to treat you like you're one of their classmates or maybe a teacher or whatever they assign to you. You got to go with it.
Except there's no dress code, no worries about whether or not –
They don't have to, yeah.
You know, you'll stick your date in the chest with her corsage or you know, right. anything like that.
Just, right.
And you have all the high school stereotypes.
Very much
showing
so.
Up
you've got all the cliques. You've got your, you know, your preppies, your nerds.
Yeah,
your nerds.
Your jocks.
Your exchange students.
Yes,
now,
there's two of those.
They're all competing for prom king and queen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and it is hardcore. So the audience – so I play one of the prom queen candidates.
Okay.
And she is going to win.
She's on a mission.
She's on a mission. But the audience actually gets to vote every time. So it's going to change for us every time.
Right.
So we're truly campaigning this whole time. So it's our job to go around and educate the audience on us as well as our relationships with other people and convince them that we're worthy of that crown. So it should be really fun.
The show is for ages 18 and up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we are serving alcohol, and so.
Right.
So even if you're 18, don't get to drink. But
no.
But there's some 18, adult content for sure. And it's all it's a big dance party. You can dance, you cannot dance. There's something for you there.
How heavily scripted can a show like this actually be?
Well, it has like scenes and then a free form and then a scene and a free form.
Okay. So you have the free form bits kind of built in.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And we know what's going on based on the songs that are playing. So that kind of teaches
okay.
us. That
All
kind
right.
of tells us.
That's your key.
You know,
your
wrap
cues.
It up. You're about to go into the scene or, you know, and some of our characters have kind of talked to each other about what we want to do during the free forms and, you know, to educate the audience and kind of bring them in a little bit more.
So people are going to have a lot of fun with this show.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
should
yeah.
be.
How many people can you accommodate there?
About 200.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you've got basically six performances Thursdays
right.
through Saturdays. Starting next Thursday, running through the 23rd, all at 7:30 p.m. Tickets range from $45 to $55. Again, it's for ages 18 and up because there will be alcoholic beverages served, mm-hmm. and the content can be a bit on the adult side.
Yeah,
a little adulty at times.
Yeah.
Not all the time. But
and again, this is the awesome 80s prom by Ken Davenport. And performed at the Old Glass Place at 521 East St. Louis Street. You can, of course, the offices at the Landers are still open during the renovation, so you can order your tickets from the Landers box office as usual at 869-1334 or go to springfieldlittletheater.org, of course. And I did want to, while you guys were here, wanted to throw in, had let you get some mentions of the current education studio production, Lily Plants a Garden. And again, this is at the new facility at a new old building.
Right.
The new old
place. The new old, yes. 237 South Florence, basically just not even a block south of St. Louis Street.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right near,
it's right there on the corner.
Right there on the corner and just about a block west of National. It's the old McDaniel School, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And you're offering there all the arts education classes that you were offering and stumbling over each other at the Landers.
Right.
Times 50 now.
Yes, I don't miss the tap dancing above my head. I really don't.
That's nice. It's
but
a nice
Lily story. Plants a Garden is the is a show that's actually going on through February 10th at the little theater education building, the old McDaniel School. So
yeah, so that's been – thank you for bringing that up because it's a really exciting opportunity for us at the education facility because not only are we doing education classes, but we have two performance areas there. We have a big auditorium.
Sure, I mean it's a former public school,
right,
so there's
exactly.
an auditorium. Yeah.
So we have an auditorium there, but then we also have built a black box studio theater.
Oh, okay.
So that's where Lily Plants a Garden is, and it fits at like 60, 70 people, and it's a really intimate space, and we can kind of do some more creative type smaller shows. And Lily Plants a Garden is in that right now, and it's a beautiful kind of fantastic. Fantastical kind of story, small cast, and they opened last night, which was really exciting. So it's nice to kind of see it breathes new life into that building in different ways. And so, yeah, that's been really
well,
exciting.
And it gives us people more opportunities to perform. Mm-hmm. You know,
sure.
Not everybody does musicals or mm-hmm. or stuff. And so they can start there and do different things. More people, opportunities to direct mm-hmm. and be a part of Springfield Little
yeah.
Theater.
And to kind
Very
of see
exciting.
Different. Yeah. And to see maybe something you've never even heard of before.
Right.
So a lot of these, you know, we do a lot of, you know, mainstream, main stage shows at the Landers,
yeah.
You know, that can fill a 500 seat house.
Exactly.
But some of these smaller shows getting a little bit more of a spotlight, which is fun.
And this one is for kids, basically. Mm-hmm. It's a world filled with intolerance and ignorance. And this mm-hmm. child named Lily is a child of two warring cultures, basically,
yes.
who cultures who have forgotten long ago why they were at war in the first place.
Yeah.
And she kind of helps bring them together, bringing hope to troubled times by a child, actually. Mm-hmm. Performances, there are three more shows in that production, tonight and tomorrow night at 7, and Sunday afternoon the 10th at 2 p.m. Again, that is at the Springfield Little Theater Education Department facility at the Old McDaniel School at 237 South Florence. Tickets are $6 to $10.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, you can call 869-1334 or visit springfieldlittletheater.org. And at the new education facility, you'll be starting your next quarterly education classes mm-hmm. for dance, voice, acting, and all for youth mm-hmm. ages 4 into their teens,
yep. mm-hmm.
Starting February 18th, running a 6-week session through April the 4th. And tuition packages are available, various prices.
Yep.
$75, I think, is where it
yep,
starts.
That starts there, and it kind of depends on if
how,
you
how
wanna,
many you're doing.
Yeah, so if you want to do multiple, we have them designed so you could take if acting, dance, and voice if you'd like,
there
all
you go.
For that 6 weeks. And then there's also year-round classes as well. So if you if those in there, we have some adult classes that are year-round, which
right.
is really great to kind of expand that. We weren't really able to do that before, and now we're able to kind of branch that out to you. We have our Broadway babies, which is ages 4 and 5, all the way up to adult, which is really fun.
And there's something for absolutely everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
really
and all
exciting.
Levels. Yeah. So it's not if you're a novice, you can come in and have an intro class. Or if you are really skilled, you know, we have those trainers on staff. So
one of the gals in Awesome 80s Prom came and did the workshop. She's never done anything before and just decided that she wanted to come and do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And she's playing one of the Heathers. She's riot.
Yeah.
She's absolutely.
And that's how I got
fun.
Involved too.
Right.
Is that you just have to rip off that Band-Aid.
Right.
You just have to say this. I want to try.
I'm going to try this,
new,
and I'm going to go do it.
And I'm
right.
going to go do it. And you just jump in it. And there's not a safer place to do that than SLT because it is just a culture of acceptance and just. They're just cheerleaders for each other, and they just it's
acceptance and encouragement.
Yes,
right.
very
yeah.
much so. So it's a very safe place to get out of your comfort zone.
Sure. Well, you can find out about all of this. Lily Plants a Garden, the Awesome 80s Prom, the education programs at the new building on Florence, all at springfieldlittletheater.org. You can call the offices at 869-3869.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That is Beth Doman, Artistic Director at LT, and Megan Bookbinder, who is the Marketing Director and who is also acting in the Awesome 80s
yes.
Prom starting next week.
If I'm mean to you, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's mean in this one.
I'm not
that's the thing. Like Tony and Tina's Wedding, yeah. the audience interacts with
mm-hmm.
all
oh,
of the
yeah.
actors.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And even more so, you know, they obviously, there's no fourth wall. So when we did Tony and Tina's, people still talk to me about that because I was in that too. And they meet you as that character. And so now, you know, I'll be Tina the rest
really
of my
like
life.
I'm not really like that.
Yeah. I'll be Tina the rest of my life.
Right. I know.
Yeah, well, all right. Thanks for being here this
thank
morning.
You so
appreciate
much.
Thank you, Randy.
Right.
Appreciate it.
See you all later.
Bye-bye.